The first step we do is make what's subject to them, what's invisible that Kev was talking about, we turn that into an object and make that invisible, make it visible maybe for the first time. So suddenly they can get new responses and have new possibilities that weren't available for them before. And that's when we really, you know, honor that current way and say what's great about it. So we do this include and transcend move. And we also show the client, you know, what's so difficult in the context of a topic they're working with through that embodied way of being. So that's the first step, step one. The second step is that we then offer a new way of being, and they can see that if they really embodied that over a period of time, this is what we're talking about, not quick change, but something that happens over a period of time. If they really live from that new way of being, they can achieve the topic. And again, those are all great, but they're insights. But then the third piece, which we feel is the really important piece, well, they're all important, but this is key, is that we see ourselves as muscle builders. So it's building those muscles or building those capabilities that they really need to live from this new way of being so they can achieve the topic. And this is where the rubber meets the road. And this is why it takes, you know, a longer time to achieve the change and make it sustainable, because we're actually building capabilities that the client doesn't have in context of the change that they're trying to make. So I just wanted to give that outline, really touch on those three points that are key to the method all the way through.